Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is making efforts to create new opportunities for youth in India and abroad. Distributes appointment letters to more than 61,000 newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations under the Rozgar Mela initiative. European Commission Vice President Kaja Kallas arrives on a three-day official visit to India. New Delhi says it will further strengthen the India-EU strategic partnership. Former Prime Minister of Bangladesh Sheikh Hasina demands action for restoration of democracy, ending violence, and ensuring safety of religious minority groups in Bangladesh. National Girl Child Day being celebrated across the country today. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru to take on Delhi Capitals in Vadodara this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is making efforts to create new opportunities for the youth in the country and abroad. He said India is signing trade mobility agreements with several countries that opens opportunities for the country's skilled youth. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the 18th National Rozgar Mela virtually from New Delhi today.
61,000 से ज्यादा नौजवान जीवन की नई शुरुआत कर रहे हैं, सरकारी सेवाओं के नियुक्ति पत्र मिल रहे हैं। ये एक तरह से नेशन बिल्डिंग का इनविटेशन लेटर है, ये विकसित भारत के निर्माण को गति देने का संकल्प पत्र है। आप में बहुत सारे साथी देश की सुरक्षा को मजबूत करेंगे, हमारे एजुकेशन और हेल्थ केयर इकोसिस्टम को और सशक्त करेंगे, कई साथी वित्तीय सेवाओं और एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी को मजबूती देंगे, तो कई युवा हमारी सरकारी कंपनियों की ग्रोथ में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाएंगे.
Highlighting the country's robust economy, Mr. Modi said that it is the only economy in the world which doubled its GDP within a decade.
भारत दुनिया की एकमात्र बड़ी इकोनॉमी है जिसने एक दशक में जीडीपी को डबल किया है. आज दुनिया के 100 से अधिक देश भारत में एफडीआई के जरिए निवेश कर रहे हैं. वर्ष 2014 से पहले के 10 वर्षों की तुलना में भारत में 2.5 गुना से अधिक एफडीआई आया है और ज्यादा विदेशी निवेश का अर्थ है भारत के युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के अनगिनत अवसर.
On the significance of 24th January, Mr. Modi said, it is the day when the constitution recognized Jan Gan Man as the national anthem and Vande Mataram as the national song. Talking about the Rozgar Mela, the Prime Minister said, Rozgar Mela has become an institution and lakhs of youths have already received appointment letters from various government departments so far.
युवाओं को कौशल से जोड़ना और उन्हें रोजगार स्वरोजगार के अवसर देना ये हमारी सरकार की प्राथमिकता रही है. सरकारी भर्तियों को भी कैसे मिशन मोड पर किया जाए इसके लिए रोजगार मेले की शुरुआत की गई थी. बीते वर्षों में रोजगार मेला एक इंस्टीट्यूशन बन गया है. इसके जरिए लाखों युवाओं को सरकार के अलग अलग विभागों में नियुक्ति पत्र मिल चुके हैं. इसी मिशन का और विस्तार करते हुए आज देश के 40 से अधिक स्थानों पर ये रोजगार मेला चल रहा है.
He also said that the beginning of the year 2026 marks the start of new joy, coinciding with the recent celebration of Basant Panchami.
और हम सब के लिए, मेरे लिए भी और आपके लिए भी, वो मंत्र कौन सा है? नागरिक देवो भव. नागरिक देवो भव के मंत्र के साथ हमें काम करना है. आप भी करते रहिए. एक बार फिर आपके जीवन में ये जो नई वसंत आई है, ये नया जीवन का युग शुरू हो रहा है और आप ही के माध्यम से 2047 में विकसित भारत बनने वाला है.
Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, today said that the Narendra Modi-led government has taken several steps for the welfare of the youth by providing job opportunities. The minister today handed over appointment letters to candidates recruited in the central ministries and departments at CRPF event at Avadi near Chennai. Asserting that the nation is marching towards Vikasit Bharat, Dr. Murugan said India is destined to become a superpower in 2047. Union Minister of State for Tourism Suresh Gopi has said that the National Rozgar Mela aims to provide better opportunities to the youth. The minister attended the Rozgar Mela organized at the CRPF Group Centre, Pallipuram in Thiruvananthapuram today. Mr. Gopi said these appointments not only secure the future of the youth, but also make them responsible towards the nation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the youth of the country should remain prepared as the world is going through the phase of uncertainties. Addressing NCC cadets at the Republic Day camp in New Delhi, Mr. Singh emphasized that National Cadet Corps, NCC, serves as a platform for self-improvement. He said the NCC is not just about parades, drills, or camps. It is a platform that instills discipline, patriotism, and also addresses the lack of focus among young people.
We all are engaged in the process of nation building in our own ways. But in this entire journey of nation building, the role of NCC cadets is very important. It is going to be very important.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa will arrive in New Delhi today to take forward the work on the proposed trade agreement between India and the European Union. The visit will focus on strengthening economic ties and deepening cooperation between Europe and India. Earlier, Vice President of European Commission and EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaya Kallas, arrived in New Delhi this morning. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the visit comes at an opportune moment to further strengthen the India-EU strategic partnership. PM Vishwakarma Heart 2026 is currently underway in the national capital. This exhibition is dedicated exclusively to artisans and craftspeople, showcasing the country's rich heritage of traditional craftsmanship. A report.
The exhibition aims to provide a platform for artisans to exhibit and market their handcrafted products to national and international buyers, stakeholders, and the general public. More than 117 artisans from all states and union territories across the country are participating in the event, making it a pan-India representation of a diverse traditional skills and crafts. The exhibition also seeks to enhance market access, improve visibility, and create sustainable livelihood opportunities for beneficiaries of the PM Vishwakarma scheme. It also features a wide range of traditional crafts, live craft demonstrations and cultural experiences reflecting the spirit of Vishwakarma Ka Abhiyan, Viksit Bharat Ka Nirman. The Vishwakarma Heart reinforces the government's commitment to empowering artisans, preserving traditional skills and strengthening the MSME ecosystem. The event will culminate on the 31st of this month and is open to the public from 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. with Rishu Jaiswal, Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Former Prime Minister of Bangladesh Sheikh Hasina has said that Bangladesh is facing lawlessness, insecurity and persecution of minorities, with mob violence and extremism spreading nationwide. Delivering an audio message during a media briefing in New Delhi last evening, Ms. Hasina said, "At present, Bangladesh stands at the edge of an abyss and is navigating one of the most perilous chapters in its history." She demanded action, including restoring democracy for free and fair elections, ending violence and lawlessness, allowing civic services to function properly, ensuring the safety of religious minority groups, women, girls, and the most vulnerable section in society. Ms. Hasina also called for an end to politically motivated acts intended to intimidate the Bangladesh Awami League and other opposition parties, and invited the United Nations to conduct a new and truly impartial investigation into the events of the past year. urging the citizens of Bangladesh not to give up, she called for public support to reclaim democracy.
The nation has been plunged into an age of terror, relentless and suffocating. Democracy is now in exile. Human rights have been trampled into the dust. Freedom of the press has been extinguished. Violence, torture and sexual assault against women and girls raised unchecked. In this grave hour, the entire nation must rise, united and galvanized by the spirit of our great liberation war.
Lieutenant Colonel Sita Ashok Shelke has been selected for the Subhash Chandra Bose National Award for Disaster Management 2026 in the individual category for her outstanding work in the field of disaster management. In a social media post, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting said that the Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority has been selected for the award in the institutional category. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended their greetings to the people of Uttar Pradesh on the occasion of the state's Foundation Day today. In a social media post, President Murmu said, "The land of glorious history and rich culture has been a strong pillar in India's journey of development." Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today paid tribute to Bharat Ratna Karpuri Thakur on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, the Vice President described Mr. Thakur as a true Jananayak and remembered him for his simplicity, integrity and unwavering commitment to the upliftment of the marginalized. National Girl Child Day is being celebrated across the nation today, highlighting the rights, education, health, nutrition and welfare of girls. Observed annually on 24th January, this day serves as a platform to raise awareness about gender discrimination, promote equal opportunities, and foster an environment where girls can thrive as empowered citizens. The anniversary of Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 22nd January 2015 was observed in the nation recently. On the occasion, Home Minister Amit Shah said that girls are not merely a responsibility but represent sheer strength and an invaluable force in nation building as women are leading the progress of the country. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the inspiring examples of Rani Lakshmibai, Rani Velu Nachiyar, Mula Gabharu and Preeti Lata Wadedar fill every Indian heart with pride. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi till tomorrow. The Met Department said that cold wave conditions at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh are also very likely till the 25th of this month. According to the IMD, isolated to scattered light to moderate rainfall and snowfall is likely to prevail over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh and Uttarakhand for the next 2 days. Heavy snowfall in Himachal Pradesh has severely affected normal life with the disruption of traffic and shortage of drinking water. More from our correspondent.
Heavy snowfall and rain over the past day in Himachal Pradesh have completely affected daily life. In the state capital Shimla, conditions have not returned to normal even on the second consecutive day. Vehicular movement remains suspended on most roads of the city and people are being forced to walk on slippery routes. The national highway connecting Shimla to the lower districts has been closed near Hiranagar, due to which bus services have been completely affected and around 800 routes of the state transport corporation remain suspended. Meanwhile, fresh snowfall in Manali has led to nearly 1 foot of snow accumulation on the Mall Road and the several tourist vehicles are stranded on the way. The administration is providing relief to those stranded. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Women's Premier League cricket, table toppers Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Delhi Capitals, currently placed fourth on the points table in Vadodara this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is making efforts to create new opportunities for youth in India and abroad. Distributes appointment letters to more than 61,000 newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations under the Rozgar Mela initiative. European Commission Vice President Kaya Kallas arrives on a 3-day official visit to India. New Delhi says it will further strengthen the India-EU strategic partnership. Former Prime Minister of Bangladesh Sheikh Hasina demands action for restoration of democracy, ending violence and ensuring safety of religious minority groups in Bangladesh. National Girl Child Day being celebrated across the country today. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru to take on Delhi Capitals in Vadodara this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.